Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR Plenary number 87 on the 16th of October, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Ram, Denko, Carrie Ann, Russ, Zarko, Navid, and Eric. Apologies from Norm and Elaine. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather has joined, and today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that everybody has sessions for Montreal on their calendars. We have a face-to-face working session on November 1st and 2nd. Our hopes are that coming out of this week, we will know what all of our recommendations are going to be. And so those days we'll be putting together the slides to share with the various people at the Montreal meeting, and then working on the findings portions of the document. We have an engagement session on the 3rd of November. We'll use those slides then and perhaps other places. And we are trying to schedule a session with the board caucus. That has not, we have not found a slot for that yet. So I know for myself, I have received my tickets, but I have not yet received my hotel room reservations. I assume that others are in roughly the same place. If that is not the case, please speak up so we can get somebody to help you. And I know at least one of the people has had trouble with a visa, and I know staff's trying to help them out. Is anyone else having trouble with visas?
Hi, Ross. This is Carrie.
Yes.
My office wouldn't approve me going to the visa on my own, my ordinary passport. So I submitted my official passport yesterday, and they promised I should get it in 5 days, but I'm going to follow up tomorrow again to make sure they sent it to the Canadian Embassy.
Okay. So you think you're okay.
So far, they told me that I should get it automatically with the official passport, but I'll see.
Okay. All right. Not hearing anyone else. Hopefully the one visa issue will get straightened out.
Russ Zarko just raised his hand.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My visa is approved, but I don't have visa yet in the passport, and it will be done when I get back home next week. And they promise they'll finish that in three working days. So I'm all set with that. But they still have a problem with airplane tickets, and I believe I'll sort it out today or tomorrow.
Okay. Are there any other hands, Jennifer?
No other hands. Ram has just posted in the chat, hi, I have an issue with the visa. And you noted that earlier, Russ. And Ram, we're following the emails and your exchanges with the travel team. So hopefully it gets resolved, and we'll do what we can to help you.
Okay. So, we also have a face-to-face meeting coming in January, where the plan is to deal with all the feedback we get in Montreal and then produce the final report. So I know that I've been contacted from ICANN Travel to start that process. So others should have received something from ICANN Travel, constituency travel, regarding that trip. If you've heard nothing, please let staff know so they can fix that. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the meat of today's call. We have three recommendations that needed work last time we talked. And Eric and Casey got together and talked about them and have put text in the document for us to discuss. Let's see, these are Jennifer gave us the link in the agenda, and we're looking for recommendation 24, 25, and 26. Which begin on page 9. So, Eric, are you the one who's going to lead us through this?
So Casey and I talked, and Casey was nice enough to pick up the pen on it. And I think the gist of it is, you know, I think people really need to, anybody who's got interest in those particular recommendations really should just read the text, because the long and short of it, rather than sort of having me do reading for the group, which I think might not be the most best use of everyone's time, unless everyone wants me to, is that it looked like a lot of these recommendations grew by accretion, and Casey and I felt like we were having trouble understanding aspects of the motivation and what they were trying to convey. So we took a whack at cleaning them up, so that in some cases we had to break them out. I think in one case we wholesale suggested the removal of one of the recommendations. It had become diffuse enough that we didn't think it was actually clear what it was recommending. So, you know, for those that are focused elsewhere, I'm not sure that it's really worth their time to sort of do this. I'm open to suggestions, though. On the other hand, anyone who's interested, just take a look at the text, because we tried to clean it up and refine it and make it more precise. And so, like I said, we had to split, I think it was the first recommendation out, and then after that, recommendation 3, we mostly sort of just tightened up the wording. So, Casey and I kind of came to the same place. I think it wasn't clear if we were on the same page or not from before, but I think we are now. I'm not sure if Casey's on the call, but if we're not, she can say that we're not, but I think we are. And I don't recall that we had any questions to the group, but because we made changes to something that was a group product, anybody who has perspective on these recommendations should take a look. Does that make sense, Russ?
Or would you like me to take it? Yes, by split out, you mean the four bullets?
Yeah, let me just...
I just want to make sure I'm following what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I have many windows and many tabs open, and so I've defeated myself again. So I'm trying to undefeat myself. Just bear with me, please. So recommendation 3, there's a bunch of modified text there that people can see, and we broke it out into 3B and then initially 3C, but then we sort of nuked the chunk that we sectioned out there. So we were sensitive to the fact that there was some disincentive to making more recommendations, because we had tried to sort of reduce the number. But I think, speaking for myself, and I think maybe Casey, but just for myself, just to be sure, I was really concerned about the need to reduce number of recommendations at the risk of making the recommendations less clear or less actionable. So we didn't want to say turn recommendation 3 into like 2 brand new ones, but we sort of have 3 and 3B, because we really felt that it looked like 2 things that were separate got put together, and it made it hard to understand what was going on. So we split it. So people should take a look at 3 and 3B. We would propose those should be separate recommendations in general, going through the beginning. So I guess I'll just go ahead and read. ICANN should fully implement SSR 1 recommendation 11 to address strategic objective 1 and 2 and 4.1. And then we felt this recommendation was basically saying what SSR recommendation 11 was saying. And so rather than restate it and say, it said something like fully implement, and there was some concern that Casey raised that if you say fully implement, what is there like a partial implementation? Like it just opened a weird door. So we just dropped in the quote from the earlier recommendation. Finalize implement measures success for new GTLDs, IDN, fast track, express related to SSR related program objectives, including measurements for the effectiveness of mechanisms to mitigate domain name abuse to ensure effectiveness of. And so that was basically saying, we have SSR 1, they recommended that, you know, you do something. We found that it wasn't implemented, so now we've gone forward that our recommendation is do it. And maybe the team has a different perspective about that, but we felt like we were literally just saying do 11, so we dropped in the quote from it. And, you know, whether
okay, so what does the to ensure effectiveness part mean?
I think that was just, I'm not sure because Casey kind of put a sort of a footnote at the bot or a sort of a placeholder at the end. I think it was I think it was just to sort of tie up the recommendation, but I don't want to put words in her mouth.
Well, it looks like a sentence fragment to me, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was literally just, why are we quoting another recommendation? It's to ensure that it gets done, I think. I mean, that was my take on it.
Well, I think we should just drop those words at this point.
Okay.
But, okay.
So 3B, earlier, previously the recommendation 3 said to address recommendations 11 and 15, and those are separate recommendations. So you can see 3B is now focused on recommendation 15. And recommendation 15 was a little bit of a different situation. So the act as a facilitator, responsible disclosure and dissemination of DNS security threats mitigation techniques is a quote from the earlier recommendation from SSR1. Implemented a vulnerability disclosure process, but there are no public statistics or other information on how often such a process has been invoked or its impact. Therefore, it's not possible to assess the process that the process is functional and effective. ICANN should implement coordinated vulnerability disclosure reporting. And so this is mostly text that was there before with just some modifications to keep it flowing. Again, we basically excised two separate things from each other and sort of tried to reconstitute them. I think one of the rubs with recommendation 15 was, while it did seem to be implemented, I think this is covered in our SSR1 section, but while it did seem to be implemented, it looked like the statistics stopped being reported in, I think it was 2013. And so I believe what this one's trying to do is say, you know, don't stop doing that or start doing it again.
Give us the statistics again.
Basically. Yeah. You were doing vulnerability disclosure. You clearly got it, but then you stopped. Don't stop. But rather than just say something like, just saying something pedantic like that, it sort of forms a full recommendation. ICANN should implement coordinated vulnerability disclosure reporting, including a clear communication plan for reports, and produce regular and timely reporting of metrics, which is what's been missing, on the vulnerability disclosure process. These disclosures must include processes to directly notify all relevant contracted parties in cases of breaches at any contracted party and in cases of key vulnerabilities discovered and reported to ICANN.
Okay, does anybody have concerns with the new 3A and B? And 3C's been deleted.
Yeah, because it was basically, there were three things in there, and we looked at what would have been C, and it didn't say anything. ICANN shall be empowered and to conduct or fund research into important abuse and attack vectors that are relevant or related to the above considerations. It basically, it looked like a fragment of framing text I had used in a couple other places, just kind of hanging by itself, and it's sort of like it gets woven in later on to other things by itself here. Just we couldn't see how it was a self-contained recommendation or how it enhance the above two. So we just nuked it, but it's still there in case people want to bring it back.
So this is Heather. I have some a couple of questions. First, just looking at the text there where it says it's been merged with 37, is that a request to do that? Is that what do you expect to happen with regards to saying merge with 37?
I inherited that comment. I think probably that's why there are more multiple. I think that's why when Casey and I looked at this text, we felt like it had to be essentially probably unmerged. I don't know which one was 37 before, but my guess is either 3 or 3B was previously the recommendation previously known as 37.
No, I believe what happened is the text from 37 was merged into 3.
Okay. Yeah, and I think maybe I don't recall what 37 looked like. So
I think we can delete that. It's been done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd spent some time looking at the recommendations, you know, 24, 25, 26. I'm not quite sure how we jumped from that to recommendation 3. I missed the connection.
Oh, I think 3 was one of the ones that was, I thought, in that list. We were going to go, I think we were going to go 24, 25, 26 next.
That was my next question.
So oh, good. Okay. I was like, how did
were
we get
we not
to here?
To oh, okay, I mean, sorry. Casey and I both thought we were saddled with 3.
Not a problem. Not a problem. So what's the next one you touched?
I think it was 24.
Okay.
It's been a heck of a month. sorry if we got confused.
Okay, we're good. 24
was much more of a sort of a surgical editing. So I think, you know, our changes are tracked. So you can see there was much less surgery done. We mostly tightened it up. And there was a couple places where I think some of the concerns that Casey had wound up being addressable by just adding in some more clarification. So you can see with metrics was one of the first things that we wound up discussing on the call earlier and then again yesterday. And so she added a single page ICANN website under open data. She basically wanted to tighten up what the what we were talking about with the metrics and where they go, and then take out some things like increasing transparency and simplifying PDPs. So there were a couple places where I think we found that the language wasn't as precise as we wanted it to be, and then like the transparency PDP comment, it seemed to be a bit more of a stretch than we thought was supported by the rest of the recommendation text. So we just made some small edits here and there. I think if you look at the track change, you can see it wasn't really heavily substantial.
No, but what you did in essence is basically said, define the metrics that you're going to, that SSR3 is going to be used to measure this. Right. That's what the new first orange sentence really says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Works for me. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Carrie. I had read it and I was fine with it. The only thing that I wondered about was the where we spoke about the metrics for the health. Are we defining it somewhere in the document? What does good health look like? So I was wondering if we wanted to put like a definition or to actually say what we mean by health. I know what we mean by health, but just to make it be something more specific.
Yeah, so I have a handful of hats sitting in front of me. I'm not sure which one to put on, but I think sort of like just grabbing at them in general. It's difficult to know how to define metrics, and if we call them KPIs in this document or metrics or whatever else, it's just hard to come up with like what the canonical right version is. And even saying ICANN should do that, it's hard to say who the right, you know, group of people is to come up with the canonical set of metrics of health. And I know there's ITHI and all these other initiatives going on. And at one point, I can't remember if it was in the document or it was just sort of in the air or whatever, people were talking about we should have the community come up with it. And then there was a question of which community. And then there's been discussion about, like, maybe we can do something with peer reviewed. And I think there's a disconnect of what can, what's reasonable to expect from a peer review process and what isn't. And so, you know, we had a hard time sort of basically saying who should come up with those and how should we get any kind of agreement on it and what would constitute the right set, because metrics is a really difficult space. You know, I can come up with a really controversial set of metrics and they may be rigorous, but they may not be accepted. So it's hard for us to feel like we could get a lot of traction with defining our own metrics. We also felt like it wasn't reasonable to say ICANN should necessarily do it or how ICANN should commission it, because it's just kind of part of the sort of scientific process. Everyone's going to take a different path and agree to disagree in some cases. So the long and short of it is, I'm not sure how we do that or where. But, I mean, we could decide as a group what the team wants.
I think that you went much further than her question was about. Her question is, what does health mean? Not how do you measure it?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just that we probably, because when you see health, I know, like, for the persons that does the green health thing, I don't want persons to just automatically go to, like, that website to say, okay, the health of the DNS is this, based on, you know, they do that comparative analysis with the health sector, and you have different websites that is doing it. So I just want to make sure that when we use the word health, is that persons don't automatically draw to cybersecurity websites that are using health metrics and automatically say, okay, we're going to use that one. So it's just to see if, like, you have Cybergreen, which uses that health concept. So I wanted to see if we wanted to say that reflects the security of that service or the, instead of the health. I know what we mean by health, but just that it's not very, it's the crux of the recommendation in terms of what it's being measured against, whether or not the system is well or not. Yeah. So just to see if we could replace that.
Based on this conversation, we should definitely replace it, because I don't think we should be directive on where the recommendation should lead ICANN to get this data from. If they use an established portal, obviously some people will like it and some people won't. I think our general belief was that there should be a set of statistics and metrics that are at least just selected somewhere and used consistently. And so if the word health sort of brings with it some baggage, we should probably find another word, because I'm not comfortable sort of assigning to ICANN which set of metrics they should use in the work from the work we've done yet, because I don't personally know what they would be. So maybe choosing a different word. How about this? Oops, I didn't preserve it. I don't know. That's probably not right either.
Well, somehow I think words that came to my mind were availability and responsiveness. I mean, those are the kind of...
I agree with Russ with that. The operational status, you could probably put in bracket those two words that Russ that you used. Yeah. So that would kind of clarify where we're heading, to just give examples.
Availability and what was the other one?
Responsiveness.
Okay. Yeah, I'm personally.
Yeah, I mean that at least lets people go, oh, okay, let's when we're defining these metrics, figure out which, responsiveness comes up later and so on. So it seemed, based on reading this, the correct direction, it may need.
Yeah. All
right. Any other comments on 24?
Darko's in the queue.
Go ahead.
I found this recommendation pretty much confusing to me. And it is written in such language that it is very difficult to follow and to understand. And I believe that we have to be more specific in some issues. And I agree fully with Carrie-Anne that we have to explain what we thought and what ideas we had while writing this recommendation. And I also have one question. How CZDS database relates to SSR issues?
How which database?
CZDS. The beginning of recommendation, and we are pointing to exact database that I don't see any connection to SSR.
Okay, so let me try and take a whack at this. So to start, this is sort of one of the things that I guess I'll just sort of go on the record. I think slamming a bunch of recommendations together has caused this problem, and so I'll try and like sort of support the text that's there, but with the caveat that I think this was clearly, as seen in the title, Rec 24, 25, 30, 31, 32, 38, 34. This was a bunch of other recommendations that were all very precise and specific, and they were all slammed together. I think that's a mistake. I think the result is your comment. I mean, I think and comments like that, not to point at you, but I think that's a fair comment. And I think that's what you get when you say, I'm going to take a bunch of precise measurements that may seem a little bit repetitive, but are looking at different things, and say, let's do a general set of measurements. And then people say, well, that's too general, I don't understand. So I agree. But based on what's there, let me explain. So the CZDS is essentially talking about those top-level domains that are delegated and under the purview of ICANN as an organization and as a community. So the first chunk of this recommendation is saying, paying attention to the TLDs and doing some conscientious measurements and archiving of the data is important. The second paragraph says the same thing should be done for the root zone itself. The third paragraph says the same thing should be done for alternate routes. And I'll stand by for tomatoes when I get done with this. And then the final one down below is about the IANA registries. In other words, there was, I think it was on a call I was not on, or a set of calls I wasn't on, but I'm presuming that there was some consternation about, hey, we're proposing that you measure all these things, and the proposal to measure them look very, very similar. So let's make one recommendation that says, do some measurements, and here are the things you should measure. Which direction as a team we take is subject to what everyone wants to do, and I'll be supportive of that. But so that's why there's sort of like a whole bunch of different things going on in this one recommendation. But to your direct question, why are we talking about the CZDS? Because that is the mechanism that exists for people to be able to have transparency into how the TLDs are running. And that is, I think, part of SSR. Is that any clearer, or was that making it worse?
No, having a zone file doesn't tell me how they are run.
It tells you some of how they run. You can see churn, you can see their size, you can see the way in which data is churned. You can basically just sort of blow that out. You can see how things are added and taken out. You can observe things about the rate. You can observe things about the nature of the things that are in their zone.
I see Danko and Steve in the queue as well.
Danko, go ahead. Then Steve, you're next.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm part of the team, but also broadly as also, but this is basically coming from me personally, trying to understand some of the issues better, because I haven't been with your work from the beginning. So I might ask some things that are, you know, only because I don't understand fully. So first of all, short comment on about the number of recommendations. It was mentioned, of course, when we were together in Marrakesh by Chris and people from the board. The number of the recommendation point, as far as I understand it, is about implementation. So we are looking for a set of recommendation that will be implementable. And in that sense, we are currently facing challenges with a huge number of recommendations coming from different sources. But if there is a recommendation that has number of things below it, and each of those is a separate task, or sort of separate project, I would say that it will have to be sort of renumbered to be able to implement it. So to, I'm not saying this is the case in this recommendation, but if you're fitting in a couple of things in, under one handing, it's different things. So about the measurements, first of all, my understanding is that in CZDS, Centralized Zone Data Service, I'm not sure if there is currently, but I understood there are also some CCs that are voluntarily in this database because it's used for various things. So it's not only about this. I'm not 100% sure, but this is my understanding. Second thing, reading this recommendation, I was not sure until I got this explanation if it is about the content of the root zone or the content of the TLDs there, or is it about the serving of the root zone? If it is about serving, it's about root server system, and we are currently trying to build a governance system to that. So it should be like even more clear to the people who are reading it for the first time. And speaking about the management of the root zone and the KPIs regarding of that, I don't see the customer standing committee being mentioned, because the number of the KPIs to analyze the responses in changing of the root zone is done by CSE. So just short comments. I don't know if it is helpful, but thank you for the time.
Eric, do you want to respond, or do you want to go to Steve?
Oh, I thought there was someone else in the queue. I thought Steve was in the queue.
I assume he has a different question.
I'm sort of trying to decide whether I should try and go hunting through my tabs to open up my CCDS portal, see if there are CCTLDs in there or not. But I know like .NET's in there, for example, so there could be, I imagine, CCTLDs if they wanted to be in there, could be. I think there's a handful of meta comments in here, and I'm not sure if I'm answering Danko's points clearly or if I've got them clearly. So maybe I'll be on the wrong page, in which case, please correct me. But you know, to sort of dovetail Danko and Zarko's comments, CZDS is how people can sort of understand a certain level of transparency, and knowing how well it works. And there's certainly been some anecdotal comments that it's been difficult to use. And I can sort of relate to that personally. I think what we're saying is, you know, since it's become a staple and it's an important part of how people expect that they can have transparency into the top level domains that are in the root, that the service itself is subject to being assessed by the community and understanding whether it's actually fulfilling its role in letting people have the necessary transparency is something that would be measurable, and that therefore it should be measured and tracked and published. So I think that's sort of paragraph one. Also sort of maybe jumping back to, I think maybe the first thing you said was about whether we should have one recommendation or N recommendations and break them out or not. I think resonating possibly with some of the things I said. One of the things that I mentioned yesterday on the phone to Casey in kind of a stream of consciousness moment that I'll repeat now is, you know, if we wind up with a lot of recommendations, and I sort of picked a number like 300, like if we have 300 recommendations and it's just a daunting pill for anyone to swallow, but that some of them, like in this case, are heavily related and could be accomplished with like a sort of common mechanism. Like for example, if this broke out into four recommendations, but they were all implementable by the same, you know, logic or whatever else, it'd be four recs, but only one work item. One of the things we might want to think about in our report is a candidate implementation suggestion section, where we don't say a recommendation is therefore directive, this is how it must be implemented, but some advice. I'm saying recommendation 24, 25, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34 could potentially all be implemented singly by the following mechanism, blah. So in that way, we can keep our recommendations focused. We can keep our recommendations concise and self-contained, even if there's a lot of them. And then we could say where several of them could be implemented together. Here's some advice on how you might want to do it. And then it's up to ICANN.org to decide if they want to follow that advice or modify it or ignore it.
So I'd like to respond to that thought, because my memory of Brussels, which is where we did this merge, was that one was, for example, root zone measurements, and another one was TLD measurements. And we said, what if the board does the TLD measurements but not the root zone measurements? Will we really learn what we think we're going to learn? And so that was what led to the combining. We thought they should all be done or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team project. So yeah, I mean, whatever the team wants,
since we were voicing the why, the one direction is a problem, I wanted to voice the pro, not just the con.
Ah, good. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't realize that before. So thanks.
Okay. Danko, any follow up, or should I go to Steve?
Well, thank you for more clarification. I just wanted to bring up a bit of a different point of view. CSDC is important service, and if the team thinks it should be measured, I agree to that. Maybe it will be to define those. Maybe it will be should be in cooperation with the customer standing committee. But we'll see. You know, and generally, thank you for the discussion.
Okay, Steve?
Hi, Russ, thanks. I wanted to talk about the alternate root zone bullet. So if there's further discussion about CZDS, I'm happy to pause and wait for that to finish. Okay, I'll note it paused. And before I make any comment, Eric, can you give me a clarification on that bullet, which is the alternate routes? Are you saying to just measure the deltas, or are you saying inherit the KPIs from the root zone and an additional measure the deltas?
This one, I think I can't claim that I recall whether Casey and I are on the same page there. So this just being my perspective. Ideally, I think we would want to do both, and I recognize that this is a little more open-ended than some of the other things that are in there, in the sense that how do you even know you have any kind of a comprehensive set of alternate routes, and what's the point? If I stand up an alternate route in my lab at Mason, does ICANN therefore have to track it? And I get that. And it's sort of, we may or may not want to sort of keep this one. I can only really kind of explain the motivation behind its inception, and whether we keep it as a team, I think, is subject to discussion. And again, I'll be supportive of the team's perspective overall on this one. But the idea would be, yeah, if we have KPIs for what it means to be a root, and we have the ability to see how contents in these root zones, one or more, evolve, that should be tracked across both the ICANN managed official root and anything else that has risen to the level of scrutiny, like Yeti or something else. And I think the reason would become clear as soon as any of them started to diverge or developed a concern. There would be people looking for a canonical data set of how these things have been treated, how they've been moving forward. And I actually think it would be helpful to ICANN.org to have been tracking these things. But that's the sort of a strategic perspective that I think needs to either be supported by the team or potentially have this part excised.
Okay, thank you. So you hit my first question on the head, or my first point of definition of and threshold of what an alternate route is and when ICANN should pay attention. The other thing I ask the review team to envision is, with the root root zone KPIs, we have a direct hand. We, ICANN, has a direct hand on one of the root servers, so we have access to KPI data off of that, and we have collaborative relationships with other root zone operators. With alternates, that those relationships are either much more informal or don't exist. And so I asked the review team to envision how some of these metrics would be captured. Are we looking at, you know, ripe NCC Atlas level probes around the world for availability and responsiveness? Or how do you envision ICANN to capture some of these KPIs in a meaningful way that's not cost prohibitive?
So I think that's a question generally to the team. And so, you know, to maybe seed any kind of a discussion, which Russ, I don't know if you want to try and have this now or punt it for later, but I do think we should decide as a team whether we want to embrace this sub-bullet, you know, address this sort of initiative or not. And then clearly, if we decide that it's something worth keeping, explore the questions that Steve has raised, which I think are good ones. You know, whether there has to be the same level of resolution as there is for the ICANN managed root zone, or there's some other level of resolution that can be used to track alternate routes, or whether it's just deltas, which has a much lower lift than actually doing KPIs, et cetera. I think the first thing is, do we still feel like we have appetite to put this in there? And if not, then we don't have to answer the second question.
So I guess the question to the group is, who wants to speak for keeping it, and who wants to speak for removing it?
Russ, Casey is in the queue.
Go ahead, Casey.
Yesterday on the phone with Eric, when we went through these, I spoke for removing it. I just think, again, I'm watching a lot of recommendations fly by, and I don't see how this is going to get to a priority level for ICANN that gets it on the table. I'm on the fence about whether it's even ICANN's responsibility to do this, but the bottom line is, I think it would be good if our recommendations focused on the data that is under ICANN's jurisdiction and control. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, so Casey speaking against. I kind of took Steve's comment as against. Anyone? Eric, spoken for.
Sorry, anyone else? Just to be clear, I don't have an opinion. I can't have an opinion in the room. I'm offering.
But you had some important points.
Well, okay, I'll repeat Steve's points then, because really, I mean, what do we want ICANN to measure here? And I think even on the things where it's in ICANN's control, like the KPIs for ICANN's route, it's not obvious to me exactly what we want ICANN to measure. And some of these recommendations have gotten sufficiently vague that I'm frustrated, because SSR3 is going to have a harder time than we are in terms of how do you really prove that the recommendation's been implemented, and two, that it's been effective. So I don't. If the alternate routes get to a point where ICANN really has to worry about them, measurement's not going to help, right? I mean, and to the question of how do you know whether they've gotten to that point? I just don't think there's an answer to that question. Like, what would ICANN do about it anyway?
Does anyone want to speak for keeping it?
Hey, this is Denise.
Ed?
I'm having a little bit of a trouble, and maybe because it's 7 a.m. here, following all the details of this discussion. Before we make a decision to drop a recommendation on this phone call, would it be possible to have the proposal and the reasons for dropping put in the email list? I think that would also help those who weren't able to be on today's call to weigh in on it.
I'm happy to do that, Casey.
Okay. So, Casey, you're going to send a note?
or
yeah, I'll do it right now.
Happy to have the discussion. Great.
I'll send a note to the email list right now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so then just to sort of, I don't know if I'm going to go too fast, but I'm conscious that we're coming up on the 10-minute mark. So the final two sub-bullets in this recommendation were, one of them was to basically have some kind of measurement sense for how long propagation delays are to get root zone contents out to other authoritative name servers. And the other one was to do some measurement and archiving of statistics about the IANA registries that ICANN has purview for. And so the text, I think, I don't, in case you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we made a lot of changes to those two. Past where we had made some changes, I think, during a plenary call earlier. So those two kind of exist as they were for the most part.
It's Casey. I think that's right.
Okay, I'm not hearing anyone want to speak. Are there any hands?
No hands apart from Casey, which I assume is.
Oh, sorry. I haven't figured out how to fix that.
Okay, so since we're almost out of time, let's jump to recommendation 26. It looks like you made one small change, and that's it.
Yeah, and this one, I don't know how many people are which list, but you know the KSK rollover list just got a sort of a foreshock of upcoming release of information about the next round of KSK rollover. So this was basically talking about procedure issues around future key rollovers for through KSK. So. I don't think Casey and I really changed. Did we change any text here, Casey? I don't know if we changed anything here. I think it was more just clarification, but the fact that we had to clarify it means probably other people may want to take a look at it to see if they have any questions about it, because it may or may not be completely clear what it's talking about, but it essentially says that we need to have a more rigorous and transparent process around these sorts of things.
Carrie Ann is in the queue.
Go ahead.
Hi, Eric, Casey. The only one of the things that when I read it, I was just thinking about practical implementation. When you said to include the posting of the procedure for public comment and community feedback must be incorporated, usually the key rollover usually has like a specific time it should happen to ensure the security. So I was wondering, is it that we're saying this should happen 6 months before, 5 months before, given how long they usually take to like notify? Sometimes it has the set time, sometimes it changes. So I was just trying to see that when we recommend for the posting of a procedure for public comment and community feedback, what time frame were we thinking that they should do this? And do they really need to wait for the transparency aspect, do they really need to wait back for public feedback? Or is it that they just need to post a procedure in advance so persons have the opportunity or not? So I was just trying to see if we could actually tighten what exactly we're hoping to get out of it. Because what if the public feedback is not anything significant? Do they have to wait like a long time to get that and delay the process even more?
Hey, Carrie Ann. Yeah, so that's a good clarifying question. So I think what the recommendation is trying to say is not that the process should have community feedback at various stages. It's that the process should be codified. It should be basically a program. And the program should be vetted by the community. It should have exception legs. It should have, you know, responses to like what happens if, and the community should be on board with, this is a structured program that describes the procedure, including error legs and everything else of what it means to do a KSK rollover. And after the community says, yes, that's the procedure we'll follow, it can execute just like a program. And, you know, when it gets to a branch.
So could we write that exactly how you said that? Because the sentence that starts with verification to continue, I think that is what exactly how you described it is what we probably need to state right there. Because as it looks now, it's right, like from an outsider looking in, I would read it as every single time they have to do this process, they need to post it, and persons need to comment. It's not very clear that it's the general, as you said, the procedure that needs to be institutionalized. And it's the procedure that needs to comment from the public to be institutionalized. Once it's institutionalized, it kind of runs itself. So probably we could tighten the language there just to say exactly what you just explained a while ago.
I'm happy to do that. I'm not sure.
Starting verification of the key role of process should include posting the procedure for public comment. It's like, it's not clear that what we want is that it needs to be, an established procedure. And that established procedure that should have the programmatic. So it's just to make sure that it's clear that it's only that one-off time, and then periodically could be open back for review, but it just needs to be. I don't know if I'm any clearer.
Casey is in the queue also.
The first sentence is to address it, blah, blah, blah. I can actually create or use a formal process modeling tool and language that to specify the details of future key roles. Such an approach would increase. Yeah, okay. So I'm just trying to figure out where the text is there. Like I said, I'm probably too close to it. So I'm sort of probably accidentally expanding words that mean something to me that are not clear to everyone else. So let me try this.
It's Casey. I thought Kieran's just saying to make there be a margin between when the make there be enough time for the public comment to occur and for it to be integrated back into the plan. My impression is that that's not been a problem. So I'm comfortable not specifying that aspect of this recommendation.
Oh, should I stop typing?
Yeah, because you're in the wrong sentence anyway, unless I misunderstand what Carrie-Anne's asking for. But Carrie-Anne, if there's a couple of wording to say, post the plan for public comment with enough time to integrate the results back into the plan, would that cover your concern?
Hi, Casey, it would, but I think it's just to make sure it wasn't. So it wasn't clear when I read what Eric explained made it very clear to me, but when I read it the initial first brush, it wasn't clear that what we're asking for, it's not every single time there's a key rollover, but more that as an established process, we want this done
right
as a specific item. And then after that, the key rollovers will just follow that specific procedure. That wasn't clear to me. It seemed as if every single key rollover would have this review procedure, and then it would happen.
It wasn't very distinct to me.
Yeah, it was a one-off procedure approval from the community that we wanted. And then that process is followed thereafter. It just seemed like every key rollover, this would happen. That's right. What it read to me.
Okay, I hear you. So if you just added the phrase, and where is it, 26? I'll just add it here, try to add it. If you add the phrase, would be followed in the future,
probably even at the beginning, I can create or use and use a formal model. I can probably put there establish a formal, something at the beginning of the sentence, create or use. Instead of create or use, I think we should just say should establish and delete the create or use and just say establish.
Well, they're probably not going to establish it. They're probably going to use something that exists in the world. Let's hope.
Yeah, I don't think you want them to try and establish a modeling tool. It's a modeling tool.
I think this is easy to fix offline. So why don't we?
But once you understand, it's just to make sure that we distinguish. It's not every key rollover that we want this to happen, but we want it to be something more formalized process established instead.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I think if you use words like should establish a process to use for future key rollovers, period, and then say this should include a modeling language, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right, something like that. Yeah, that would fix it. Yeah.
I can take a editing pass at that if you want, and then you guys can have your way with it in Montreal. About this recommendation, I expressed my concerns about it last time we talked about it. Eric more or less convinced me this would not be that much overhead. I mean, I was just concerned about one, the level of overhead, and two, my concern about the rollover last time was that was not that it didn't have a modeling language, but it really didn't, as far as I could tell, it didn't have a public checklist of here's the things that need to be done. I mean, ICANN did a bunch of stuff, a huge amount of stuff that made, I think, a big difference in the success of the rollover. But it wasn't like a pilot's checklist, as far as I could tell. So when it got thrown in front of ESSEC at kind of the 11th hour, let's just say, because other people have had expressed concern via the public comment process, really ESSEC was in a very awkward position about, well, how do we determine that it's ready to go? So I thought, you know, public formal modeling process aside, can we just get a checklist that everybody's agreed on? If these things are checked, it's a go, you know, rocket launch. And then Eric said, look, this would be even better, this formal modeling process. And maybe a checklist-like thing would be incorporated to that. And I deferred to him because this is not my area of expertise. And I would be, frankly, curious to see what Octo or whoever has responsibility for this piece inside of ICANN, how they would react to this sort of thing. Do they think this would make their job easier? Do they understand exactly what we mean by this recommendation? Is there anything else we can add to, I mean, the goal is, of course, to make this whole thing go smoother so we're not caught in this kind of drama that we had last time. But I'm looking to do that with a minimal amount of work for them that makes sense. So anyway, maybe Steve has something to say there, or maybe this is just, we just have to wait and see what, but what do I say? It would be worth another round of socialization of this thing with people at Octo for you guys to do that in person, because I won't be there in Montreal.
Yeah, and while we have the sort of focus on this, let me just sort of add in a couple other things. Like the last KSK rollover was a great illustration of why I think we need something like this, because it wasn't just, the case of a pilot's checklist is a great analogy, Casey. It's exactly right. And when everything goes well and you've got the board is green, you launch, and that's good. The problem was there was a problem, or at least there might have been a problem. There was something that was at least perceived as a problem. And what was not really well thought out, because it wasn't formal, it was anecdotal, was what to do if there's a problem, what to do if there's an exception. And part of using a formal process model is you're forced to think through all the exceptions of what you'll do, so that when one happens, you procedurally follow what you already decided to do, and there's not a lot of consternation and delays and equivocation. You basically say, well, we agreed that if this ever happened, at this stage, if blah ever happened, we would follow this leg, and this is the checklist of what we do now that we're in an exception leg. And that's what I think we badly needed last time. Whether you believe there was a problem or not, there was a point at which we put things on pause. We were in an exception leg. It would have been very helpful to say, this is what the playbook says to do now. So that's what the recommendation is build out that playbook with those exception legs.
Okay, we're out of time. What I propose we do at this point is get the text from Casey. She's going to make an editing pass here, and I want other. She's going to raise the, should the alternate route bullet be dropped? And then we try and get this finalized over email, hopefully by the beginning of next week. Okay, Jennifer, action items.
Thanks, Russ. I think you pretty much covered everything that I had noted there in terms of action items, mostly for KC to make the edits and then for the team to review the edits ahead of next week's call.
Okay, thank you. Sorry we ran late today. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Control X. Yes.